Justin, thank you, and a good morning, everybody. Starting with the world of high school football from Friday night, week number one of the new season. Five of our 12 coverage area teams coming out victorious after one game is in the books. Those winners included Maquoketa Valley over North Cedar, 46-6. Beckman beating Comanche at home, 20-6. It was Cascade in the upset over Monticello, 21-13. East Buchanan trampled Highland by the score of 54-0. It was Independence all over Maquoketa, 44-9. The coverage area teams, unfortunately, moving to 0-1. West Delaware lost to Dubuque Wallert, 31-14. It was Edco falling to Turkey Valley, 46-26. Anamosa lost at Mount Vernon, 28-0. Starmont fell to Sumner Fredericksburg at home, 44-6. Northland was clipped by Albernette, 16-13 at home. And Western Dubuque lost at home in Epworth to Cedar Rapids Xavier, 31-14. Week number two, we'll see West Delaware traveling down to Cedar Rapids to take on Xavier. Our coverage area game will be Northland hosting East Buchanan. Independence is home to Clear Creek Amana. Maquoketa Valley will travel up to Calmer to take on South Winneshiek with a 6 o'clock start time. Anamosa welcomes in Beckman. Edco stays at home to take on Springville. Cascade is on the road at Durant. Starmont is home to Bellevue. Monticello hosts Maquoketa. And Western Dubuque will be in Eldridge hooking up with North Scott. In volleyball from Saturday at the Independence Tournament, both West Delaware and Independence going 3-0 as they beat the exact same teams. The Hawks winning 2-0 against Owine, Benton Community, and Janesville. Independence also beat Benton Community 2-0. They topped Owine and Janesville 2-1. Beckman was in Cascade. They went 5-1. Beating Anamosa, Dubuque Senior, East Buchanan, Dubuque Senior again, and Springville. They played Anamosa again in the championship, and the Lady Blue Raiders with the win 2-1. Anamosa went 5-1 as well, with wins over East Buchanan, Dubuque Senior, Northland, Cascade, and Beckman. Cascade was 4-1 with W's over Central Cater, Northland, Jessup twice, and lost to Anamosa. Northland went 1-2 with a victory over Central Cater, losing to Cascade and Anamosa. East Buchanan went 0-2 with losses to Anamosa and Beckman. Edco is down in Preston taking part in the Easton Valley tournament as they beat the home team, Easton Valley and Bellevue Marquette, falling to Bellevue and Wilton. Monticello was also at the Cascade tournament. The Lady Panthers went 2-2, beating Waterloo East and Central City, falling to Springville twice. In the world of cross country, Anamosa hosted their early invitational on Saturday morning at the middle school campus off of Old Dubuque Road. Winning the meet was Solon with 39 points. Washington was second with 67. Cedar Rapids Kennedy third. Cascade came in sixth. Anamosa was seventh out of nine teams. For Cascade, leading the way and finishing third overall was freshman Hallie Kelchin with a 20.46 flat. For Anamosa, 13th place, freshman Ava Rimley. She ran 22.04.7. On the boys' side, the top team was Cedar Rapids Kennedy with 25 points. Second was Washington with 75. Solon third. Anamosa was fourth with 113. Cascade sixth with 126 out of 11 schools competing. For Cascade, in the top 10 at number 9, senior Adam Napper. He ran a 17.59.6 for Anamosa. Sophomore Seth Countryman was 15th with an 18.41.4. The annual Hero Hustle Triathlon took place at Schramm Park in Manchester yesterday morning. Winning the female division, Ruth Scherers with a 120.10. Whitney Noe was second with a 120.34. Catherine Cater, 120.49, good for third. In the male division, Jason Engelken was the top runner overall as well with a 103.09, just edging Adam Rave from Waverly, the Manchester native, as Rave was second with a 103.14. Third place was Curtis Rosing, 107.41. In the team division, the Falkers won it with a 128.14. Second place was Robbins Raiders with a 128.41. And third place, Team Waddle with a 142.42. On the scorecard from yesterday, the White Sox were clipped by Arizona 3-2. It was the Twins 8, Giants 3, Royals over the Padres 15-7. In the AL, Tampa Bay 12, Boston 4, Angels beat Toronto 8-3, Houston over Baltimore 3-1. Detroit gets past Texas 9-8, Seattle 4, Cleveland nothing, and the Yankees beat by Oakland 4-1. In the National League, Dodgers over Miami 8-1, Washington 3, Cincinnati 2, Philadelphia shut out by Pittsburgh 5-0. Colorado over the Mets 1-0. Cubbies fall to the Brewers 9-7. And the Cardinals beat the Braves 6-3. NFL preseason, the Jets over the Giants 31-27. And Pittsburgh beats Detroit 19-9. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.